I'm going to tell a legend story about coyote. Coyotes always been, the stories are told about coyotes through all the years. My ancestors told the stories. And there's one story I'm going to tell. It's kind of sad. The coyote, that's Itzayaya, and his daughter were living alongside of the river. He was ailing, he wasn't too healthy, and his daughter was very good, taking good care of him. She'd go down winter time, pour the ice loose, and then dip the water out, and go home and cook for his father. But what he wanted was broth always. She'd go up the river and she'd find some bones that wolves had gotten deer, and they'd leave bones with some meat on. She'd take those home and boil it, and that's what he liked, the old man, coyote. So one day, when she used to go down the river and get water, here she found 5 steelheads laying on top of the ice, and here one appeared. Nice, handsome fellow, Otter, right from under the ice, and proposed to her. We'll never be in need. We'll have a good home down under the river here. We'll take you. You and your daddy can home. You'll never be hungry. You'll never be in need. I'll have to ask my daddy, he said. I can't just say, answer your question. So she took one salmon up. Got up there, said, Daddy, there was 5 salmon down the otter's give, and they proposed to me, want me to go with them, and you can go too, and live with them. No, 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 I don't like those people. I don't care for salmon. I don't care for it. I won't let you be there. Tell them no. The only thing I like most is venison meat. Not salmon. So she had to, the next morning she went down, he was waiting there. And then she went home, went up the river again. Here there was whole deer laying there, and wolves had killed one, 5 brothers, and they were right back of the brushes there. When she got there, they came and they proposed to her. Said, I'd have to ask my dad. So they took the meat home for her, and she dried the meat there for and cooked. Oh, this is good, coyote said. That's what I like the best. Well, she told him, Daddy, they want me to go with them. They have a place up in the mountains there. That's, go ahead, you can. That's who I like. Then we can always have meat. The next day, she went up again and met them up there. She told them, he approved of your question. All right, we'll come after you tomorrow early in the morning. And so she had that meat fixed for her daddy, dried it and had everything. So they came after her and took her way up, as to imagine, because way up behind the crags, way up in the mountains. They went there 2-3 days, they got up there, and the place was beautiful. They had the good teepee and lots of dried meat hanging everywhere. Everything plenty, lots of buckskin and all. So she stayed up there with them. Now these other brothers, the mistress, she never came after. They knew then that she had gone with the wolves. They knew, and they were mad. They got ready, we're going up there, we'd kill them all. So one day they took their trail, where the trail goes up to their place. They went on up there, got up there in 2 days, and they saw the teepee and lots of deer everywhere hanging up. So they waited till night time. They had everything ready, pits and all, and brushes to burn their teepee. When they heard them laugh, and they were just telling story and laughing, the brothers and the woman was left until pretty soon about midnight. There was no sound. Pretty soon they heard them snoring. Real loud. They knew that wolves, when they sleep sound. Nothing wakes them up. So they took the brushes and pits and put it clear around the teepee and blocked the door there. And they had sticks, forked, you know, long ones. If they tried to come out, you'll just push them in. Yeah. So that's what they done. After pretty soon they come to, they try to get out, but all these five Otto brothers, they just pushed them back. They're all burned. So they were satisfied they came home. Oh, about 2 days afterwards, Coyote was sitting out in the yard just sunning himself. Pretty soon he heard up there, Tota wako uehiyatsi. Wako uehiyatsi. Wet amo ehenik ape.